this year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Morasi. Sheyichiu l'schus Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, Ruchanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel, Rami Tzuk ben Ezer Yosef Ezer ben Esther. And we are continuing our study of the Sugya, Gimel Amud Beis, Daled Amud Aleph, in Meseches Ksubis. Kidisanya, Hareshaya Pito Afui, Tifcho Tavuach, a person who's getting married, and the bread is baked, and the animals are shechted, and the father of the chassan dies, or the mother of the kala dies. What do? You put them in a room, the mace. Put the mace in a room, and the chassan and the kala you bring into the chuppah, and he's baal of bilas mitzvah, and he's paresh, and then he's noach shivas yimei avelus, and shivas yimei mishta, and then afterwards shivas yimei avelus, and all those days they sleep separately, etc. The Gemara says v'dafka aviv shel chassan or ima shel kala. This is all talking about if it's the father of the chassan or mother kala, because the father helps the chassan with the seuda. Prepare the seuda, and the mother helps the kala do girl things before the wedding. So that's when we have this heter of putting the mace aside and having the bilas mitzvah and having the shivas yimei hamishteh. But ipchalo, but if it's the opposite, then no. If it's the opposite, meaning the mother of the chassan, the father of the kala, or other relatives, then no. What does this mean? And we're going to base our analysis. We're in the middle of learning a siman in the unbelievable Sefer Bat Kodesh of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Gaon Bel Povarsky, Shehashem Yarich Yamu Mishnosav. So he says as follows. This is in the Bat Kodesh in Siman Zion. Ubipshuto akavana debemakom deleka pseida. What this means is if there is going to be no loss and his relative dies before entering into the chuppah, what do? You're mekayim mitzvahs kol tzarechei hameis v'kvuraso. You fulfill the mitzvah of taking care of all the needs of the dead, burying the dead. Avelus is chal, and the chuppah is going to be postponed. That's pashtus divrei haGemara. That ipchalo, that when do you have this permission? When do you have this permission to push off the chuppah? When do you have this permission, to have the chuppah now and the shivas yimei hamishta now? That is when it's the father of the chassan, mother of the kala. But if it's fakert or a different relative, then no. Then you don't have any permission and the avela starts right away and the chuppah must be postponed. Sorry. However, this riff was zocha to a lot of discussion. So Rav Aaron Kudler has an arichus, and Rav Moshe Shapira has an arichus, and a whole bunch of chashuva rashi yeshiva talk about this riff. The riff writes, v'shaminan meha, de'hecha de'efshel izbunei, we hear from this, that where it's possible to sell, v'leka pseida, and there is no loss, and there is no loss, eino noheg yemei hamishta bereisha. And you don't have the yemei hamishta first. In other words, the Rif is learning that if there is going to be no loss in postponing the Sheva Brachas, the Shiva Simeha Mishta, then you're not Noheg the Sheva Brachas now, and they're postponed. What are you doing now? Or according to the Rif, you're having the wedding now. You're having the wedding now. It's just you're postponing the Shiva Simeha Mishta. But the wedding you're having now. Even Shaar Krovim. Not Ibchalo, that if it's Shaar Krovim, if it's father of the Kala, mother of the Chasen, the word is that you're pushing the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle off. Lo velo. The word is you're pushing off the Shiva Simeha Mishta. Rush writes, the Milashono Mashma, the Gambachai Gavna, that even in such a case, if it's other relatives, Machnisim es hames lacheder v'konis es ishto. You put the dead person into a room. So a question, one of the Achronim, what's Pshat? You put the dead person into a room. What's the Kikium Din here of putting the dead person in the room? Akolpanim, it's mashma that even b'chai gavna, you put the dead person in a room. V'konis es ishto. And then he has the Nisuin, Boel, he's Makayim Be'ilas Mitzvah, he has the first marital relations, which is a mitzvah, as Tosis explains why. Then he separates from his wife, his new wife, his bride. He buries the dead. This is all the Rush talking. Just sounds like me, but it's really the Rush. V'kover es meso, and he buries his dead. Ela shebachai gavna la'achar kvura noeg yimei avelus bereisha. Just in such an instance, the yimei avelus are kept first. And so writes the Bahag and the Ritz Geis, that when it comes to other relatives, Vus Titman, what do? First, you have the Bilas Mitzvah Chasana, the Bilas Mitzvah, and then the Shiva Simeha Velus. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to the father of the Chasin, mother of the Kala, there, first you have the Shiva Simeha Mishta. Fractan is the Rosh. Ani lo mevin. Lama yavazu hames. Why should they be mevazu the mace in this way? Lama hitiru chupu bia la onen, kevin the lekup seda. Why are they matir, chupa, and bia for an onen, since there's no loss? We're talking about where there's no loss. And if there's no loss, and this person is an onen, so why are we allowing him to have bia? An onen, somebody who's pre-kvura, is not allowed to have bia. So what's he doing? What's going on over here? What's his head there? The Rush doesn't understand the Rif. How can you, the Rif, say that if it's a different relative and there's going to be no loss? What do? You have the wedding, and then you start the Yemei Avelus. How do you have a wedding and then be a mitzvah if it's a bizayin for the mace, and it's bia for an onen, and there's no loss here? So just postpone the whole thing. What's going on over here? So we can explain B'das HaRif as follows, that the Shita Mekubetzes in our Sugya writes in the name of the Ritva, that Rashi writes they were matir to be machnis the meis lecheder and to be ma'akev the kvura, otherwise the avelus is going to be chal b'stimas hagolal, when they bury the dead, they finish the burial, they seal it off, so the kever. So what's the din? The din is the avelus is chal. So the reason they put the mace in a cheder, it doesn't say why dafkin cheder, but the reason they're not burying the mace is because otherwise the avelus is going to be chal, and then he can't get married. So frek the shita, the name of the ritva, sharei gam koidem akvur mishemesim utolafanavasir basavian v'tash b'shamita. What are you helping by not doing the kvura? what benefit do you have when you don't do the kvura? Even if someone is an onain, he's still aser b'basur b'yayin u'b'tash mishamita. So, okay, you pushed off the avelis. Terrific. But this person, this chasen, is aser in basar, yayin, and tash mishamita. So even when it's talking about the father or the mother, father the chasen, mother kala, what are you helping? Pushing off the kvura, pushing off the avelis. He's an onain. Aser basar b'yayin u'b'tash mishamita. Tirates shebe'aninus hekilu vasa'u kilu nisyayish melakovro gedeshi he mutter. That when it comes to aninus, they were makel, the rabbis were makel, as if this person said, oh, I'm not going to be able to be kover the mace, and therefore he doesn't have a din of an onain, and therefore, since he's misyayish melakovro, he says, oh, I'm not going to be able to be cover the mace, a person who doesn't have the capacity to be cover the mace. So he doesn't remain an onain forever, right? If someone, chves, they're looking, they know someone's dead, they're looking for the body, and they're looking for 6 months. The person's an onain for 6 months. When he's Messiah Melekovro, he's not an onain. And therefore, he's Mutter B'Basar B'Yayin, he's Mutter B'Tash Mishamita. So that's the Shita Mekubetzis Ayin Sham. We can explain the Shita Mekubetzis as follows. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagon Reberel Shlita. Das HaRambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel is that Ein Isuri Avelus Ela Mishas Kvura Lachar Stimus Hagolo V'kodem Lachain Ein O Aser B'dvarim She Ovel Aser B'hem. That Isuri Avelus are only from the time of the Kvura, after the sealing of the grave, and beforehand, he is not usser in things that an avel is usser in, and therefore the Rambam says that is why King David washed himself and anointed himself before his son was buried, because he doesn't have dini avelus yet. The Ramban ding sich mit Rambam, he argues, and he holds shemishas misa shenase onen kvar yesh alav isurei avelus. Already from the time of death, when he's an onain, the Suri Avelus are already chal. There's a beautiful shir on Zecher Avimori about this. To give you a Mara Makom, a great shir on Avelus. As happy as Avelus could be, it is, when you listen to that shir, or learn it. We gave over part of it at one time. So, Mishas Misa says that Ramban, the Suri Avelus are already chal, and therefore he's not allowed to wash himself. And only mitzvahs that are noeg ba'avel, like kfiyas hamita, overturning the bed, not wearing leather shoes, those are not noheg b'mi b'onein. But rechitza and sicha are already aser from the time of the death. In other words, the Isurim of Avelus, like Rechitza and Sicha, are already from the anointing, already from the time of death, already Bizman Aninus, they're Noeg, and just the mitzvahs that are Noeg Ba'avel, like turning over the bed, Nil Sandal V'chadoyme, those are not Noeg until the actual Avelus starts. Shitas HaTosfos, B'moed Katan, 23, Kedas HaRambam, and there Tosis writes, that is surim that were said by an onain are medin meso mutalafana, because he has an obligation to be involved in the tzarchei hames, and rechoshesh, maybe yemashech daito ledvarim acherim, he might get involved in other activities, so therefore they asked him to do things that might entail kalas rosh, such as, what are those? Such as drinking wine and eating meat. Those are things that the rabbis ossed him already from the time of the Aninus. And the Russian Moed Katan writes, Shelefizeh, according to this, Ba'ofen shahasar ma'akev kvuraso l'sha v'nisyaishu melekavro b'sha'azo, in an instance where the minister is stopping the kavura, let's say the minister's name is Bill de Blasio, and he says nobody's allowed out of their houses, we are having a curfew. So the sar is ma'akev the kavura, and they said, oh, we're not going to be able to bury him. So shuv eino kameso mutalafanav. He's no longer like meso mutalafanav, and he's mutter bebaser v'yayin, because they're already misyayish from burying him, and therefore it's not that he can't, doesn't have to be misasek, he doesn't have to involve himself b'tzarchei hames, and memela he is allowed to drink meat, drink wine, and eat meat. He wants to drink the meat, see how it works, but he can eat the meat, he can drink the wine, and alts is beseder, das is gebrengt in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Sim and Shin Mem Aleph, Siv Dalet, Ayin Kam Siv Hei, or Bipshuto, that's also Das Harif. That is Surei Onen, Armidin, Meso Shemutal Lefanav, and he has a Chiyuv to be Misasek, Bitzarche Hames. He has an obligation to take care of the needs of the dead person. So that explains what we saw before, that by Aninus we were Mekel, and they made it in this instance as Kielun Esiyayish Melekovro, as they were going to see. So the Lashon of the Gemara in our sugya is Machnisen Es Hames Lacheder Vesachosin Vesakala Lachupa. It says that you put the dead in a room and you bring the chasin and the kala into the chuppah. So we have to understand, as we noted before, what's pshat machnisen es hames lacheder? What kium din is there that's nogea to us that you put the mace in a cheder? The ikar is that you bring the chasin to the chuppah. Even b'shas aninuso. So what do we have to add? Shiachnisu es hames lacheder. What's the mashmaus? What's the nafkamina for us where the dead is lying? He's in a room, he's not in a room, he's in a fridge, not in a fridge, they put him in a freezer. Ted Williams in a freezer, one day he's going to come back to life, he'll be the same Ted Williams, he'll hit 325. What are we doing over here? As v'nir'a shekan ne'amar ha'yisod shel divrei ha'ritva shel ra'inu b'shita mekubetzet. Shari Behemet Dina Chatan, this chasan is like Meso Mutalafanav, and he's Asur Bebasar Ubiyayin, and Shar in Yane Kalas Suresh, Ubivadai, Shasulo Lachnis Kalatola Chupa Velavoala Mapitom, that this Chatan is going to bring his Kal into the Chupa, and he's going to have a physical, intimate relationship with her. He's an Onen, master of the universe. How are we allowing him to do this? This is sacrilegious. So therefore, it says on this that the rabbis were mitaken that al yidei shemachnisim et hamet lecheder. What is machnisim es hames lecheder? So it's like the de Blasio thing. It's like a curfew. Chachamim are ma'akev the kavura. It's like this guy is locked in a room, and it's like ikuv al yidei asar that we mentioned before, and that's what the Ritva says. She'asa'uhu kamosh and esiyayish melekavro, that they made it as if they are misyayish from burying him. In other words, that he's me'ukov bekvura miktakanes chazal, and now it's nachnisht, it's no more meso mutalafanav, and he's mutter bechupa, and he's mutter bebia. So that was the mechanism whereby our sages enabled this whole process of having this onen get married. Put him in the room, put the dead person in the room. You're misyayish, you can't bury him anyways, locked up. Yeah, they have the keys, they're not giving it to us. So memela, now he can get married, he can have his chasana, he could be baaleha, and Shalom al Yisrael. Not such a it's a grosse imglick, as they say in Portuguese. It's a great tragedy. But, you know, somebody once said the whole philosophy for our existence on earth is in three words. And those three words are life goes on. Hazai. So that explains the Gemara, the Ritva, and the Shita. That's Gevaldik. Ah, I love when things make sense. So perfect. So now, Magaita Tritvaiter, we take a step further, and we see Das Harif Vahabahag Varitz Geus, that this Inyan Chazal did Gam B'Sha'ar Krovov. Even other relatives, even the mother of the Chosin, even though there's not going to be such a loss, because as we said before, Chassan needs his father a lot more, because the father takes care of the Seuda, and the Kala needs her mother a lot more. So if it's those parents to those children, so we even push off the Avelus Bechlal, and we allow the 7 days of Mishte. But if it's the opposite, it's not going to be such a big loss. And the Rif writes that you can sell the food, there's going to be no loss, and it's only the other parent. So what do you do in such an instance? In such an instance, you are allowed to have the chuppah, the bias mitzvah, and then the avela starts. So this is a great agmas nefesh. This is a great distress. Not only that, but if you would ask the relative, if you would ask the kala's father, if you would ask the chassan's mother, would you like us to push off his wedding and have your child have tsar? No. Let them get married first. So therefore, Chazal were metaking this Eitzah to be ma'akev the kvura of the mitzvahs chachamim, and therefore he could be nichnas l'chupa shekvar ein meso mutal lefanav. V'shuv yememela mutar likanis l'chupa shekvar, it's not considered meso mutal lefanav, because it's like nisiyash melekavro. And Mimela they can have, so that's the difference between the father of Chas, mother, Kala, and other relatives, that in the first case you're going to even be able to have the Shiva Simeha Mishte, and in this case Hakol Panu Chazal were Matir just the Chuppah and Bia alone, and then the Avelis begins. And we can bring a Raya for the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif, from that it says in the Gemara that they were machmir, that he should sleep among the men and she should sleep among the women, and their aser b'yichud is because the rabbis were mekel in this avelus, and they're going to come to be mezalzel in the avelus. And it says in the Gemara, you know what the kula is? The kula is that you're noeg shiva simeha mishta, and then afterwards shiva simeha avelus. But that he's kones for lechupa and he's boel, it's not a kula, because the avelus wasn't yet chal. Ayin sham in the Gemara. So l'shitas harifah Rambam, it's gefaldik, because there are no asuri avelus yet. The asuri avelus are only chal after stimus hagolol. And that the ramatir lechupa and the bia is not a heter. It's an eitzah to be ma'akev lekvura, and memela it's mutter kedinis yashu lekavra. And therefore, it's not a kula, the chup and the bila. It's just the din of nisiyashim l'kavra. The kula is the shiva simeha mishteh. So that's gevaldik, according to the Rambam and the Rif, that the avelus isn't chal until after the stim sagol, until after the kvura. But l'das haramban, that there also is surei ovel be'onein, that already an aninos avelus starts, So what's that? What do you mean the heter to go to chuppah and to have bia is not a kula and dine avelus? Of course it is. According to the Ramban, the dine avelus already started. So how are you going to understand the Ramban? So this Gemara seems to work much better according to the Rambam and the Rif, that the avelus hasn't yet started at the time of Aninus, but according to the Ramban, it is a kula in the Knisa l'chuppah and the Be'ila. Because according to the Ramban, the Avelus already started from the get-go. So Baruch Hashem, we have some type of Havana, B'das HaRif, and Emir Tzahashem, we are going to continue in the next shiur exploring this shita. There's a lot more to say. We have tremendous nifla'ot mitorat Hashem to discuss, and I just hope that Hashem gives us life and health and good things that will enable us to continue in financial capacity. And we should see Achto v'Chesed kol yemei chayenu, and be zochet to continue labor to gehayit in good health and life. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.